Welcome to The Short Score, your weekly update of team roping news from across the industry, where you can find the latest on the sport from the pro rodeo ranks to the jackpot world. I'm Taylor Vollen, and I'm your host. Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of The Short Score. Man, I don't know where the time has gone, but to me it really feels like we blinked and the spring was gone, just like that. And so considering it's Gaiman time, I feel like we have a lot to catch up on in this episode, which is brought to you by Smart Equine and Colicare, an innovative approach to hindgut health and colic prevention. Designed with research-backed ingredients and a unique support program, Colicare helps protect what matters most, your horse's health. You can learn more at smartequine.com. So I think we should rewind it all the way back to San Antone. Lightning and Wyatt Cox obviously were this year's champs with 24,214-1 after a 3-8 to split the short round. Wyatt is one of my favorite people to interview, so I figured I would share a snippet of that conversation with you guys today. Well, congrats on San Antone.
Thank you.
How did that one feel? I'm sure pretty special.
Yeah, pretty amazing. I've made the short round there several times, but never quite pulled it off or never quite really won a whole lot in the short round. I've always just been a little bit short, so and considering the time of year and the slow start to our winter, that was a pretty big hit to get us right back in the middle of things.
Yeah. I was thinking about that. I mean, like you said, it had been slow, but now you're off to your best winter, I feel like, so far, or best start to a season.
In 4 steers and in one rodeo, I went from $166 one to, we won 24,200 or something like that at San Antonio in one rodeo. So.
Yeah, the money this time of year is crazy.
Yeah, it's unreal, and that's how they keep you going. That's how they keep you rodeoing all to the end of the year. You might not have a chance to make the finals, but you need to get into the winter rodeos for next year.
Yeah. That's a good way to put it, hamster wheel.
Never ending.
Well, okay, correct me if I'm wrong. Your steer in the finals was your steer in the semis?
Yes, that is correct. So semifinals, I don't know how he was on the barrier, but that steer's pretty sharp and it's dead straight. And I think Lightning misses slack, but he popped it off.
Gotcha. That's right. Okay.
It was on and off pretty quick. And we were going to be wicked fast. And I remember telling him, like, after that, I was like, man, if it would have stayed on, we were going to be real fast. Because that steer's strong and has a lot of action. Mm-hmm. Bubba and Joe had him in the third round of the bracket. And, they run him pretty good ways. Maybe we're 4-5 or 4-flat or something on him. He was great. Mm-hmm. So just because he's a little stronger, it actually played better into what we have going on.
Yeah. I mean, to come through the wild card and win San Antone, that's no easy feat, I would feel like. How?
Oh, gosh. Normally the wild card's like a death sentence.
Yeah. I mean, I wasn't going to say it, but.
I probably had the best wild card partners maybe ever. Maybe Dustin. Him and Dustin are probably tied, but they're not afraid, to say the least, of anything in the team roping world. So I knew he wasn't backing down, and we probably had the best year in the whole pin in the wild card. So it was one of them deals where if we don't mess up, if we just do our jobs, we've got a good chance at making it back.
Yeah. You rode Max on all of them?
I did. I rode Max. Oh, man.
He's looking good. How's he feel?
He's amazing. You know, it's one of them deals where I've been trying to get these other horses ready and ready to step up for him to retire. But every time these winter rodeos roll around, they're all his setup. And it's just hard to put it down, you know. He's 19 years old, and he's going to be the best thing I have in the buildings until he quits.
Mm-hmm.
So that was my mindset on it. I can't leave him home. He's too easy to win on.
Yeah. It's hard to retire one anyway, just in general.
You know, I'm hopeful. I'd like to say that I'm going to ride him as long as he tells me he can go, but I would like to be retiring him in the next few years, but shoot, if he keeps working like that and keeps wanting to go, he gets mad if you leave him home. He'll stand at the edge of the pen and be like, dude, I'm the man around here. You better load me in this trailer. It's too soon now. I'm hoping to get a few more years out of him.
Yeah.
This year, I'm going to try to let him have just the winter rodeos, and then I'm going to leave him off in the summertime quite a bit and just kind of ride him as a backup if I need him.
Mm-hmm.
He's probably the best backup that I've ever had, for sure.
Yeah.
Where I can just fly in and jump ride him, and I know he's going to be great. So
yeah.
I don't want to make him a number one just because I don't want to hammer on him. He don't owe me nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Rodeoing hard since he was 8 years old.
Yeah. Thinking of, like we said, good momentum rolling now in the winter, a good start. Looking at last season, okay, 17th, right outside the cut. What did October from now or to now look like for you in the practice pen? Are you doing anything different, or is it maybe mental?
I'm working on little things, but just trying to capitalize on the winter rodeos. It had been pretty slow.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to be ready and try to get a big head start, you know, try to be ready for the buildings.
Yeah.
It helps that we've got little rodeos like Northside and small setups that'll get you ready for the buildings. Mm-hmm. And the short setups. And I think my horses like these shorter setups and buildings anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I've got one new horse that does really good in the big setups, but the winter rodeos I need to capitalize on because my horses are set up pretty much for that.
Yeah.
As far as practice goes, I haven't done a whole lot different. I've been messing with some new stuff as far as footwork on some of these heel horses, but really the goal is to just win as much as we can until we start getting to the outside rodeos.
Yeah, that's a fair plan. I think that's a good one. Then we had Rodeo Houston, and no one really needs a reminder of how important Rodeo Houston is these days, but in case you haven't looked, Corbin Rice and Cooper Freeman still lead the world standings today. Corbin and Cooper won Houston, like I said, with a 4-6 in the four-man round for $65,000 apiece. I think they won closer to $71,000, including rounds and whatnot, but don't quote me on that. And like I said, they still sit number one in the world. They now have $93,042 won. And while I wouldn't say the Young Guns are new faces, I would say they're on the newer side. So I think it is only right to do a little introduction to Corbin and Cooper. This episode is brought to you by Smart Equine and Colicare. Colic is one of the leading causes of emergency vet visits, and it's something every horse owner worries about. That's why Smart Equine developed Colicare, a comprehensive approach to hindgut health and colic prevention. Colicare combines targeted digestive support with a program designed to help you stay ahead of potential issues, not just react to them. It's built on research, formulated to support a healthy gut environment, and backed by a unique benefit. Eligible horses enrolled in the program may receive up to $15,000 in colic surgery reimbursement. Whether you're hauling, training hard, or just managing day-to-day stressors, your horse's digestive system is constantly under pressure. Colicare is designed to help you manage those risks with confidence. Visit smartequine.com to learn more about how Colicare can support your horse's long-term health. Well, this is, I mean, I know, like you said, you won the finale before. That's a big one too, but I mean, this is arguably the biggest one of your career, and for many rodeo athletes it will be, but 2 days later, how's it kind of feel, I guess? Well, what are you kind of thinking?
I don't know that it's sunk in all the way.
Yeah.
It's obviously a great feeling, especially knowing you got that much won before you leave for the summer, but I've never really been in a spot to, I've left the summer in June, headed out, and maybe had 14,000, 15,000 won max. So mm-hmm. Whenever we go to leave for the summer all the way, I'm sure it'll be like, holy cow, we really got that much won. But as of right now, it's just kind of like, it's kind of a weird, crazy feeling, I guess.
Yeah. Which you've been rodeoing gone for what, the last 2 or 3 years, probably?
This will be my third year. I think my rookie year was 2024, I'm pretty sure.
Gotcha. So, I mean, you were gonna rodeo hard this year anyway, no matter how this went, I'm assuming.
Yeah, no, we were planning on doing the whole deal no matter what. This obviously just makes summer way less stressful
yeah.
than it usually is.
Gives you more of a cushion. That is nice.
For sure.
You guys, I mean, they make you work for it. You run a lot of steers over there, kind of. Walk me through as many of those runs as you can.
We did. They dang sure made us chase a lot of them, it felt like. our semifinal set, I had an illegal head catch on our first one to win the round. So we came back the next night. Didn't love our steer, but knew he was a good enough chance we could probably go and place in the round. Mm-hmm. I don't know. We ended up, everything just worked out. We won the second round. So then we were kind of, I mean, I was pretty stressed before the second round, but that made us feel a lot better. And we get to go last out in the third round. Mm-hmm. And it ended up just, you know, stuff fell the way it fell. It was pretty simple. Me and Cooper, I think we just needed to stop the clock when we had gotten back to the semifinals.
Yeah.
And had a pretty good steer. We just went and caught. We ended up winning second in the round and made it back. We ended up second out of our super series, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Then take a few days off. Come back for the semifinals. I don't remember what number we were out. It was a decent semifinals, though.
Yeah.
We went 5-5. We were third out, that's right. And there wasn't a time yet before we had went. Mm-hmm. So, or maybe a leg or something like that. And we had a pretty good steer. Honestly, better. We should have been faster than 5-5 on him. I was just, I didn't want to miss him by any means. And it fall apart and, you know, just be a catch to make it back. Anyway, we made a good run. We were 5-5 on him. And came back out of the semis fourth. I mean, we were we were. There was a couple teams that could have bumped us out, and just the way it ended up falling, we had a couple of good breaks, and we got back from the semifinals, and then roped in the short round, the 10-man short round. Had a pretty good cow. We went 5-1. I thought we were. I didn't think we were 100% safe, but I knew that they were going to have to rope pretty good to get us all the way out of it. And it still ended up being we were fourth coming back to the just a couple good breaks.
Yeah.
I mean, terrible deal for Caleb and Junior. Their steer gets out after an extra. I don't know what they had drawn prior, but I'm sure they liked their steer better than they liked the extra. I mean, that's terrible luck. I feel bad for them guys. But just a break or two like that ended up working out really good for us. And then come back to the 4-man round. We knew he was really good. And by that point, honestly, the stress was over. I mean, me and Cooper talked about it before. It was just, this was the fun part. You know, we get to rope against four guys, go and make the best run we can on our steer. We're first out anyway, so it's like, I did not want to miss at all by any means, but it was just a fun round. We got to go first, made a good run. We're 4-6. I really didn't think that was going to be enough to win the rodeo.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, stuff just fell the way it fell. Douglas and Jake Smith, they made a great run. I really thought that they had got us when they faced. And, I don't know, stuff just fell in the right place at the right time, I guess. It was a good day.
Yeah. This might sound kind of silly, but you said you guys kind of just, like, that's the fun stuff. And I feel like people kind of forget about that. Like, it's so easy when you're rodeoing for a living to get caught up in the short rounds. You know what I mean? Like, okay, we need to win.
Sure.
And so I feel like for $65,000 to be able to, man, this is what, like, you want to be in this spot. Like, that's neat to hear for, you know,
right,
I don't know.
Right,
that probably
absolutely
doesn't make any sense.
That's what we were there for that week, was be there by the final four, and we'd gotten it done. So it was just so much of a stress reliever.
Yeah.
And it was like, Derek Begay told me before we went out there, I asked him about something like how fast they were going to go into the, short round, the final four deal, and he's like, man, it'll happen pretty fast. They may drag and then go right into it. He came up to me a minute later and he's like, man, this is the fun part. We get to go out here. And I thought about that a little bit before we went out there, and I was like, this is the fun part. The stress is over. Like,
yeah,
we're guaranteed 10,000 catch, miss, fall off. It doesn't matter. We're guaranteed 10,000. It's been a great week. Like, let's just go make a good run, finish it out.
Yeah.
And everything just fell into place.
Derek would be the one with the
the
inspiration.
Sure. He's like, yeah, this is the fun part. And I was like, you're right. This is so much. Yeah, this is way less stressful than the rest of the week's been.
That's awesome. I love that. How does that feel? I mean, this is, you know, the biggest one in your career so far. I mean, it's got to feel pretty great, I imagine.
Oh, I'm not sure that it's sunk in yet, but it's great. I don't know. It was just kind of stuff that took place to let us win. It was just pretty cool. And it was, I don't know. It was the coolest rodeo I've ever been to, and to win it was just pretty dang cool for my first time there.
Yeah. I forget that you guys got in off of the 2026 standings too, not off of last year's.
Yes. So we, once the rodeo season got over, we got after it. We did some kind of some wild stuff to get to the rodeos that we needed to get enough money won.
At first out in the four-man round, what is going through your head? I mean, sometimes those four-mans are really tough. Sometimes they're kind of soft. You guys were the first ones out. What was the game plan?
They had four really good steers in there for the top four. So we had a good steer, and we kind of thought just make the best run we could without taking a bunch of chances. And we just made a pretty good run. Corbin did a great job. And I don't know, whenever we caught him, I wasn't sure what we was going to win, but it was a good feeling catching him first out.
Yeah. What was going through your head watching the last three teams? Like, do you remember sitting there, what you and Corbin maybe were saying to each other?
I was just sitting there unbooting my horse.
I didn't think there was
no way they was going to let us win it. And then Bubba, Bucklew, and Cole Curry, I think Bubba kind of fumbled his slack or something.
Yeah, yeah.
And we got ahead of them, and then Derek and Coulter made a great run. I don't know how Coulter lost a leg, but
I know, yeah.
From where I was at, it looked like he healed him by 2 feet, so I thought they for sure beat us. And then Jake and Doug, which Doug's one of my best friends, I cheer for them guys, so it was really cool to get to see them. It was fun for them to win second for me, but they're some of my good buddies, and I didn't care either way. I was happy with second, but I think Jake hit the panel leaving the box, so he had to take another swing, which they still almost beat us. So it was whenever I looked up and seen 4-7 on the clock, it was like holy cow moment.
God, I can't even imagine what that had to feel like in that place. Is that place packed for the short round, or is it?
Yes, there's, I think that place holds like 72,000 people or something. And
a ton.
Whenever you look around, it looks pretty dang full.
That's crazy. What a cool win. That's neat for you guys.
Rodeo is, everybody appreciates Rodeo Houston and the committee and what they do for the Cowboys, because it's unbelievable, and it's the best event we get to go to all year.
For sure. From Houston, we went to Austin. Rodeo Austin was, dare I say, wild, considering we saw the world record be tied in round one by James Arvizo and Rance Doyle, to then be broken in round two by Dustin Agaskiza and JC Flake. But when it was all said and done, Tanner Tomlinson and Colby Payne picked up their second winter win with an 11-6 on three head for a total of $13,078 apiece. Then we rounded out the Texas swing with San Angelo. Caleb Jurgers and Junior Nogueira knocked a rodeo off of their bucket list, which really there isn't many left on the list for those two, considering there isn't much that they haven't won. Regardless, they took the San Angelo win with an 18.7 on forehead for $9,453 a man. Then we went to California for the spring run. We watched Junior D's and Landon Glenn get their first bigger win of the season at the Red Bluff Roundup. They pocketed $10,920 a man, thanks to a 29.8 on forehead. Thanks again to Smart Equine and Colicare for sponsoring this episode. If you are looking to take a proactive approach to your horse's digestive health, check out Colicare at smartequine.com.